Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Love Zone. I am Miss VIP, and tonight I am joined by my sexy co-host, La Perla Negra. Diva, what's going on?
Hey, Diva, how you doing?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I am. Well, I had a pretty good day. Kind of hot, but
I took two showers a day, girl. Men and women dress, you know, showing some skin. And, you know, tonight we want to know, is it good enough to commit? And if once you do get into a relationship with them, do you try to change the way they look, you know?
Or do they even desire to get into a relationship with them?
Right. Because, you know, that, I mean, some say, well, you show a little skin, you know, you showing to the world what you got, and I don't want a woman like that or a man like that. And you're like, what? Really? So,
yeah.
If you're already attracted to me, then what's the difference in what I wear? You were attracted to that before, and now you got me. You want to change? You want to change the game? Nah, I'm not sure.
You know what? I came up with my own philosophy about that. I don't know why I just thought that was down for words like a couple of minutes ago. Just a little teeny something. You know, life is funny. The superficial side finds the outward appearance, attractively acceptable, you know, and it's more so for the courting. And then it remains throughout that period, but then, you know, something is triggered when that animalistic side wants possession. They want a relationship. It becomes undesirable, and it starts to, that outward appearance that drew in that predator, I don't even think it's a turn off. What it is, it's a territorial thing now, because they knew in the beginning that they weren't the only ones that was attracted to the appearance. But now it gets deeper, because now they're starting to get to know you inside, and they don't, that outward appearance is still deemed attractive to the other predators. Okay? So now I don't want them looking at you. Okay, I don't want anybody guessing or thinking what's underneath there. I don't even want to give them that chance. So, you know, babe, can you tone it down a little bit? You know what I mean? Not everybody is like that. Not everybody's like that. Some people are like, well, you know what it is, what it is. You with me, I'm good. Coming home, giving me you, so I'm good. If they want to look, let them look.
Right.
But, my husband,
not a lot of people feel that way.
Let me tell you something. My husband used to go out and shop and buy all long dresses for me. Okay? All long dresses. And I didn't have a problem with the dresses. I just had a problem with the length of them all the time. I just was not willing to do that because I was, man, look, I didn't gain weight until after I started having my kids. And I wasn't a flashy dresser or like wearing a little scantily clad outfits, but I did. Well, I used to wear the biker shorts, the half shirts and stuff, but I was tight like that. It looked
right.
Okay on me. You know what I mean? But it wasn't outrageous to where men were just like gawking like that, you know. But he still found that to be threatening to him. Like, I don't want you showing any parts of your body, you know. And, you know, so it's not that you're not attractive. You're very attractive, but I don't trust them. So I want you to wear this.
Dang. And
that was the one part of me that I would not allow him to change. Everything else I changed. But that one particular part, I always wore my tights, always wear my skirts with my stockings. And, you know, and his issue with stockings was, why do they have to have designs on them? Like,
oh,
dude,
Lord.
Really? Did you see how he was looking at your legs when you walked in? Are you kidding me? Really? You know what I mean? And
he was in,
man,
so that's insecurity.
So, you know, it's like a change is demanded and deemed necessary for the survival of even the possibility of the continuation of a relationship. You know, ain't that about a bitch, though? But, you know, that's just pretty much, that's my philosophy on it. You know, y'all think what you want, but that's my take on it. That's all I can give y'all. I ain't got no peace for y'all tonight. So are you.
I ought to give this some thought because, first and foremost, when I was married, well, first of all, I was never a flashy person. I never wore skin tight anything. I was comfortable. I was a tomboy, so I was always comfortable. And even after I had my child, if I wore anything, it was below the knee. So I was never showy in the first place. But you know, after the second divorce, and you start discovering who you are, speaking with me, then it's like, I can wear something that fits to my skin. But you know, it just seemed like in my past, no one was ever that, not say insecure. I mean, especially if you have a trust issue. But my past ones never had any, I guess they didn't have any trust issues. I guess they knew that I was a woman man, and that was all the time. But it's going to be interesting to see everybody's viewpoint because I am eager to find out who's thinking what. I really need to know. And with that, look, I have no peace either because this is just a great topic, and I am so eager to find out what everybody's thinking in their heads. So, are you ready, Diva? Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
Before we even get started, we have to thank our CEO, Mr. Larry Maddox, for this platform. Without him, there is no Love Zone or all the rest of the shows either. And this show is sponsored by Raw Link. Why be average when you can be raw?
Yes.
I know you got the Raw Links on. I got mine on.
Oh, I got my poet's bracelet on. I love my poet's bracelet. I never take
that
off. That
is my favorite one. I'm telling you, anybody who's in the sound of my voice and is a poet, you need to get yourself some Raw Links because that poet bracelet is the bomb. Okay. Yes. So let's go into the mind of poetic. Hello. Welcome to the Love Zone, Poetic. How are you?
Hey, Miss VIP, La Pearl, La Negra.
Hey, Van, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
We doing
good. Yeah, we doing.
What's your take on this topic?
Interesting topic you got here. Let's just start off by saying that first, men are visual creatures first.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're dressing sexy, as you put it, best believe that you're going to attract that of men, which is maybe your game plan to attract the man. You know, that's what you use. But men are very visual, and we're going to notice. We're going to notice you. So, sure. Now, as far as if we date and we get together, changing you, nah, I wouldn't change you. I would challenge you. Because cool. at some point, you have to realize that what you used to gain the attention of the man that you're with, now that you're with a man, you would wonder why you're still gaining the attention of other men, even though you have a man, which can create some interesting, disrespectful events, meaning if you have a man who is very, very manly, very strong in his manhood and who he is, very secure, and then you decide to wear something sexy and provocative while you're with him, well, he may not be able to handle his temper or his anger when another man looks at you. Now, granted, you're fine because you're with him. He saw you, and he liked what he saw, so he knows another man is going to see you. Usually when that happens, I know when my ex-wife used to do it, and we were out together, I look at the other guy like, damn, she fine, ain't she? Yeah, I know. That's why she mine. You know, you have to have a sense of humor about things. But no, I wouldn't try to change you. I mean, I like that side of you. I mean, obviously I like it because I saw you and that's how I, you know, what attracted me initially. But the challenge should be is, let me get to the challenge. The challenge should be is, where's the growth in your relationship to realize that you want to respect the man that you're with and not do certain things unless you're with him or only for him? So,
touche.
Okay.
So good.
I like your
real
perspective.
Good.
I really like your perspective.
Okay.
I like it. I like it.
Okay.
Right. That's how I feel. I mean, because we're men. Yeah, baby. Say that again.
Just like my goodness. Can I pick your brain on maybe on side B with this question?
Go ahead.
What if you fell in love with a model or started liking a model and you know, and she's exposing, you know, some skin and you're attracted to
she
her
better
and
be
ex- you'd like to get
she
to
better
know
be
her.
She better be exposed to some skin.
Well,
that's how we get them checks.
Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
What kind
Lord.
Of exposure are you talking about, Beaver?
Yeah. Let's get to the nitty gritty.
Well,
are you talking about
let's
nude?
Let's just say there are some very provocative photos of some skin. So
you mean like one of the ones that one of my ex-wives took to quote-unquote make a calendar for me, but I never got the calendar? You talking about that kind of door?
Oh,
kind
of? Oh, my.
No, there are – okay.
Oh,
my. There are models
okay.
out here that are –
oh, well, yeah.
They're photographed for their the beauty of their nakedness, period. Yeah.
Okay. First of all, that's going to be a conversation that she and I have if she tells me she's a model. What kind of model are you?
And if she tells you that she's that particular kind,
I'm sorry, you for everybody. I don't want to be with a woman that any man can see naked. I would never date a porn star. Sorry, ladies, I wouldn't do it.
Okay.
I wouldn't date a stripper. It's not about being secure in my manhood. I don't want to be walking down the street and be like, yo. Diamond from the strip club. Hey, yo. I'm not that dude. I'm very secure of who I am. I just don't like the idea of other men being able to view my woman nakedly at any given time that they want. Photos, pictures, videos, you know, you, some of these stars, you know, when they do these quote-unquote sex videos, they don't expect them to be leaked. They don't expect them to be leaked.
Want to bet.
But then if you're Kim Kardashian and it get leaked, this was before the For OnlyFans. I mean, if you got a For OnlyFans page, that's how you're making your money. Kudos, more power to you. Just don't expect me to be saying I do. And I'm not going to your For Only page. If I want to watch porn, porn is free. I'm not paying. What
exactly.
Am I doing for?
Right.
If I want to pay for a For Only page, then I will get me a woman and have her create my own For Only page just for my eyes only. Hello.
Right. I get it.
But I digress.
All right.
I digress.
You digress. Well, thank you so much. I mean, look, I do like your points of view. I do like that.
Thank you.
I know you got something juicy. I know you got something juicy. Just bring it
on.
Well,
I brought something from a little different perspective tonight, if that's okay.
Okay.
Sure.
That's all right.
This piece is called No More Lies.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. There were so many things about you I adored. Flaws you had, I completely ignored. Trying to make sure you knew you were my queen. Not to mention make sure you were seen. Holding in my disbeliefs about what others thought of you. And in a sigh of relief, I knew I could come home and hold you in my arms. Forget all the mental alarms that went off inside my head. It was you I wanted to share my bed for now and forever. Because I thought we had a bond that would never, never be broken. I was just hoping that I didn't fall for the okey-doke again. And that's when I realized something, and it was true. I fell in love with the lies that were told to me in plain view. The horrible deception that destroyed my trust created this insatiable lust that I must forgive the level of disgust that I had to put up with for so long. Wondering where did I go wrong. But I realize I'm not wrong. You just wasn't right for me for so long. No more lies or deceit. I'm not wallowing in defeat. Because there's a woman out there who's praying for me right here in the present. So the past I must neglect. Because my future is waiting. And I mean patiently waiting. And that's that piece.
Mm-mm. All right now.
Ooh. That was deep.
That was nice. Ooh. Yeah, that was deep. Very deep.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, thank you.
Mm. All right, man.
I'm going to stroll on over to the Love Lounge. I mean, stroll.
Hold on, dude. We need a lineup. Can we get that before you roll out?
You got going on, too.
Sure.
And what you got
ladies
going on.
Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. We want to know, is your poetry therapy for you or therapy for someone else? And then Friday night, y'all, is Breathe Easy with Murder, She Wrote. Saturday night, y'all, is Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. I'll announce the question of the evening for that night tomorrow. Sunday night is the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night is the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, For Real, the poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, La Perla Negra, essentially Janice, and yours truly, Poetic. And then Tuesday night, y'all, Mojave has this show, man, highlighting you curvy, thick women. Oh, my God. I'm just fanning myself at the possibilities. And then, y'all, we'll be right back here next Wednesday for another fine edition of The Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Ladies, back to you.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Over there. Yeah, I told y'all be nice to my bartender. Okay, Kalinda. All right.
Yeah, I'm in the mood for a chocolatini.
Okay. And you know what? I got something special for you. I really got something special for you. You know those big love sacks? Those love sacks that you could just sink your body into, and it's big enough for two. Yeah. So
you've been getting
all
a
little
lot of
casual
special treatment
tonight.
Around here, Poetic. I don't know what's going on, what you're doing behind the scenes to epiphany people, but you get to name your own chair in the Soul Cafe.
Name your own chair. My goodness.
Yeah.
Don't worry with her, Nectar. Don't wear the pearl necklace. Your
neck. How do you get all that special treatment and stuff? Go ahead.
One love, one
mic.
Take your slacks off.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Okay, I like the insight we just got. That's what's up. Okay.
Yeah, I do too. Wow. All right. Well, next on the mic, we got a very good poet. So I'm just going to let him introduce himself. Hey, poet, welcome to the Love Zone. How are you tonight? Okay, are you muted? Uh-oh.
Muted.
Hey.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
How are you? How are you tonight?
Zero?
Ooh,
okay,
he sounds like he's in and out.
He's having some technical difficulties. You might need to go to the next caller and come back to him.
Yeah, we're gonna come back to you. All right. Area code 713. You are in the Love Zone. How are you?
Hey, feeling good. Who's what's
on
going on, ladies?
What's good with you? How are you?
You know,
what's going on?
I feel like I'm in the middle of it.
Well, you kind of are. You got two ladies on the outside of you. So, yeah, you kind of are in the middle. You know, fell into the Love Zone. It's all good. How you doing?
Well, I feel real good. I feel real good. Like I said, y'all show adds a perspective from the woman's side of things that, you know, that it's worth pen and paper sometimes.
Mm-hmm. All right. I like that. Okay. That's close.
Yeah, but right there, down.
All right. Ooh. Right. So what do you think about tonight's topic, sir?
Well, you know, I had to learn, but, you know, the fact is there's three things going on no matter how you fix it. You either in love, you in like, or you in lust, and this is it.
Okay.
You know? There you go.
All right. Mm-hmm.
What was the draw in the first place?
The draw was the outward appearance.
This is the point, you know what I mean? So how can you, that drew you, but then all of a sudden, now that you pulled the hook out of the water, okay, then now it's a problem. You know, you can't have it both ways. I mean, you know, and then on the other side, if you're comfortable with yourself, then you have to go ahead on and admit to yourself there are just things that you can't help. Like, you know, if it bothers you for your woman to wear certain things, well, you know, she's not for you. And vice versa.
Quite possibly. Quite possibly.
No, it's not possibly, because it's going to keep being a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a true believer that in any situation, the first thing you have to ask yourself before you even begin to the relationship, again, and this is I had to learn this now. The main number one thing, no matter what, is habits. It's what kind of habit did this person have? And when that habit raises head, the First thing you have to do is decide, is this a habit that I can deal with?
Okay. And we are creatures of habit.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. That is true. Okay. All right. You know, I'm going to say something. When I first started going to church, okay, mm-hmm. I would put my sweatpants on, my T-shirt on, my sneakers on. You understand what I'm saying? And then mm-hmm. everybody was around me all dressed up and everything, but, hey, Lord says, come as you are. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then after a while, mm-hmm. I grew up. And then I'm like, wait a minute. Why am I coming in the house of the Lord, you know, with, and not throwing religion in it. It's not, nothing to do with religion. But after a while, I kind of grew up and was like, wow, I want to look nice. So I nixed off the sneakers. I was wearing some nice jeans and some nice flat shoes, nice little blouse with my jeans and whatnot. And then finally, well, this was I've been in the church for over 10 years. And then after a while, I actually started dressing up. I had nice slacks on, nice little heel and all of that. So I'm wondering, over a period of time, do you grow up and say, well, look, I don't need nobody's attention but my man, and I can do all my attention in the home. So what do you think about that, Pete?
You asking me?
Yes, sir.
Well, here's the thing about that. Here's the thing about that. You, to me, be it man, woman, you know, however, you know what you're doing when you're doing it. It's just that simple.
Mm.
And it's the same thing.
Okay.
It's the same thing with not being able to control yourself. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is the other part, like I was saying at first, admitting to yourself, you know exactly how your mind works.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter the situation, it doesn't matter what you got on, it doesn't matter, you know exactly how your mind works.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've had people tell me, well, why don't you do this? Because sometimes I don't feel like doing it. And then I tell them, I said, you know, the thing is this, I know I can clean up well, so sometimes I don't worry about it.
Okay. Well, are you ready for your piece, sir?
Because we are.
Oh, man.
All right.
Yeah, I have a piece here. I have a piece.
All right.
Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. Evening turns to night. I imagine one early evening while sitting with you, as the shadows start to move in, with the calm of the room being disturbed by you and I, wondering why we can't get any closer. The only light in the room is coming from your eyes as we look deeply into each other's souls. Not only is there stimuli, but also tantalizing conversation just above a whisper. As we share in this moment of gathering each other's breath, as our thought processes reel and dart around the room with the true meaning of oneness, the feeling of being closer than most engulfs us as the small lightning charges pass between us like the sparks of static electricity when we touch. Then you lay back and I take your feet and gently massage the balls of each foot, popping your toes. while the shadows turn into one large enough to cover the room, being oblivious to time, we plunge into the abyss where you and I can only go. That place. The access comes when you close your eyes and guide me through that world you get to when you feel so relaxed that you allow me in. Our minds freed and launched as they dance on the ceiling. Our bodies entangled. We step outside ourselves and stand back and watch, getting turned on even more as we not only feel it, but can see it too. Sir Lawrence.
Hmm. Nice. That was nice.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Diva. I'm sorry.
That was nice. I don't
have
total commentary on it because when I hear you, I vision just like I do everybody else, but that was really, really nice. I'm like, wow. All of a sudden, I find myself drifting. Diva.
There were two lines in there that really, really, first of all, anybody knows me, y'all know me, know I'm a big love bug. I'm a hopeless romantic. And certain lines will capture my attention and just keep me there. And I might miss some more of the poem itself, but I'm still listening. And the one line where you said we're gathering each other's breath.
Yeah.
I'm like, you done took a line out of my head. I thought that was fair. I like that. That was so it's precious and it's beautiful and I just it makes me ing. And then you said that a shadow turns into one large enough to cover the room. That's blending, that's meshing, that's goodness gracious. I love that. I really, really love that. And I might feel them lines. They might pop up in one of my pieces. I can't promise that they won't. But
I
love that.
I appreciate it. I really do. You know what's funny?
You speak so mellow. Mellow.
What were you saying?
I was going to say what's interesting is I was thinking about someone that evening, and I was sitting down, I was watching this shadow on the floor in the living room as I was sitting there thinking, and then the shadow kept moving, and then after a while, it wasn't individual shadow, it was just one big shadow, and then this whole piece just came from there.
Oh. That's beautiful.
Wow.
When someone comes to mind and you just start writing, a lot of my pieces are scripted around me thinking about somebody. And a lot of them just come from past experience, period. I
right.
did that. That was beautiful. That was really beautiful. Thank you
thank
so
you
much
again.
For that.
Thank you again. You're quite
yeah,
welcome.
Thank you. So we're going to put you into the Love Lounge. And I got a bean bag for you too. tonight is my chill out tonight.
Okay.
So do enjoy yourself, and there are a lot of libations over there that you can have, and that you're welcome to. All right. One love,
all
one
right,
night.
Now. One love.
One. Ooh, big.
Yeah.
That was very, very mellow. Very
it
mellow.
Was.
Very, very
it
mellow.
It was sweet. Mm-hmm. It was sweet. Whereas, for real, we call it topic. It was topic. I like
oh
that.
Oh, my
you
goodness.
You know, I'm a big romantic at heart. So. Yeah.
That was beautiful. All right, well, let's take a slight break, and we're ready to go on.
Baby, baby.
Shall we try Joe Verbal the Mind Dance again?
I believe so.
All right. Welcome, welcome to the Love Zone. How are you tonight?
Area code 609, are you muted?
Hey, good evening, ladies. How y'all doing? This is King.
All right.
Well,
you know
hello.
What?
There
Not
you
Joe
are.
Verbal. You want to tell everybody who you are?
King Yadberg from the Poetry Corner Show.
There you go. Hey, what's going on, Joanne?
What's up? How are you?
I'm telling you, had a beautiful time at the bay today over there by the sand and the water again. So,
okay.
My whole energy is clear. You know what I mean? I had it to a cleanse.
I hear that. I hear that. Mm-hmm. Man, I can't wait to get my big ass in some water. I'm trying to tell you, I can't
wait. I just said I was by the water.
Are you by the water? Well, I can't wait to be by it, be in it, be on it, whatever.
Look, just,
I can't wait.
Yo, as dirty as that water is, I just go by the water on the sand, close enough to the waves to watch them and, you know, do my meditations and prayers, then I scoot up out of it, you know.
I hear that. I hear that.
But you know, people see in that water, though. They be fishing in there and everything.
Well, what body of water were you near?
I was over in North Cape. That's
okay.
Over there. So over at the bay, that's the Delaware Bay. So North Cape May is right across from Delaware. Now, whenever you talk about being in Cape May, that's the ocean down there. So I go down
there.
It's pretty
gross. You're right.
You're absolutely right.
He's like, not that dirty water.
Okay. Yeah,
nah,
yeah.
Always look, yeah. I ain't trying to be funny, but the only people I see in there is from a different culture. So, I'm going to leave it like that.
Okay. All right. Right. That's what's up.
Oh, well, my goodness.
Have you checked out our topic of discussion?
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Okay. And what is your take on this outward appearance, being attracted to what attracted you to that person? Now you want them to change once there's a possibility of a relationship.
You know, I never asked anyone to change anything about them, you know what I'm saying, until they witness things for themselves and wonder why things are occurring or people say little slick things. Or, you know, when I'm walking with a person, you know, just like I heard my parents say, you know, you chose that woman for who she is. You know what I'm saying? So if you know you're drawing that much attention and you're with your man, your husband, boyfriend, fiance, or whatever, something you might have to change. You have to do that on your own. You know what I mean? So I'm not your daddy. You know what I'm saying? But if things occur and people saying slick shit to you, you know what I'm saying, like by yourself, then you should already know what time. You don't need to really, you know. And, you know, my ex-wife, she started changing up. She started wearing slacks and all that. Not because of that reason, but it was just her own thing. But, you know, I never said, like, change. But, you know, and one time she had an incident when she was in the laundromat, and these two dudes said something like, yo, you got a fat ass. And she came back in the house.
Oh,
said something to me. I went in there and I was like, yo, my man, do you got a problem? I said, what if I said, went over to your house and told your mother she got a fat ass? How would you feel about that? And he's like, wait a minute, I said he wants to come outside for a minute. I mean, like, don't ever disrespect my wife like that. Well, at the time. But that's what I was trying to tell her. Like, look, you know what I'm saying? You got ignorant ass people out here. Like, don't care. But, you know, like I said, I would never try to tell somebody what to do because that's what attracted me to you. you know, just seeing, you know, nice form and everything, and, you know, but I think that's a personal choice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think a woman knows, you know.
Definitely. Most definitely.
Okay. Wow. Mm-hmm.
And that's why I believe we decided to
see
all eyes aside.
All right, that's true.
Wow.
I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I dig that.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Diva. I'm not hosting tonight, y'all. Y'all have to excuse me. I'm a little grabby.
I dig his viewpoint.
Yeah.
So what you got good for us tonight?
This is a piece titled All Eyes Aside.
All right. And the mic is yours.
All right, let me get right into it then. The way you wear them jeans, it's your figure like a frame holding a picture. Your signature is a smile that is so beautiful, hear my whispers. Body so intact, to get accomplished, I need a mat. I love details for the right female, there's no holding me back. What is shown that attracted me, I know others watch walking. If I was a wizard of sorcery, I would blind sight of a sheep. But what I fell in love with, I cannot dismiss God's gift. Have to accept what she is blessed with and hope she don't get messed with. I'm a sunshine with a sharp mind that has plenty of time to enjoy mine. Find it engraved the wine in a cellar rack on wood and pine. So the only truth to tell is to show that I love freedom. I know longevity is easy, but I want to be where you remain the same, don't change, just respect your mirror. All the things that kept you fresh and new brought me in the queue. Question I ask is that be mindful of the vulture. There's some in every culture, your baby, I support you. Okay.
I know that's right. Mm-hmm. I like that. Can you say that last line again? I like that.
I support.
Would you love? So the only question I ask is that you be mindful of the vultures. There are some in every culture. Your baby out to court you.
I know that's right. I like that. You know, when a man talks to the woman in his life and gives her some advice from a man's point of view, his perspective, I like that. I listen to that. My husband had a lot of crap with him, but when he did give me his philosophies and his insight on how men think and how they would approach you and sometimes give you some old slick shit to say, you know, to defend yourself if he's not there, I listen to that because a real man, a true man, is not going to lead you in the wrong direction. He's going to make sure you know how to protect yourself. So I dig that last line. The whole piece is nice, but that one particular line right there.
Yes, it does. I agree. I love it. That's what's up. Well, Joel, King at Baron, what you got going on before we let you go to the Love Lounge?
Hey, next week is going to be popping. You know, it's open mic on Tuesday, 8 p.m. Let's Talk, Poetry Corner. It's going to be live and direct.
Let me see if I can pop up on one of your shows one night.
I'll see
if I got the nerve up to
do
it. I'm
trying
to.
Right now. I think that's
uh-oh.
I think that'd be nice.
See,
I got to change the tone of my voice and everything that I
say. Oh, Lord. We'll see. I'll holler at you in boxing. We'll see.
Oh,
that's what's up.
Thank you so much. One love, one night.
One love, one night.
Love, poetry. All right.
Wow.
I'm still going to look for a little bit before I pop up on you.
Yeah.
I like watching my opinion and family first, see y'all do y'all thing. I like to be in the background.
Well, I think we got the right one this time. Let's just go to the next caller. Welcome to the Love Zone. You have Ms. VIP and La Perla Negra. Who we have on the mic?
Good evening. You got Joe the Grubble Mind.
Hey.
Good evening, Ms. VIP.
But we got
La
the right
Negra.
One
how
this
you doing?
Time.
Yes, we do. We got the right one this time. How you doing, Joe? What's going on?
Fantastic.
Work?
Fantastic.
Yeah,
fantastic.
I got, you know, last night, I was cutting up. It's a great show, though.
Wow.
That was pretty awesome.
Wow.
And he kicked it off. He kicked off the whole show.
Yeah.
I gave him a heads up.
Trying to make, trying to make me feel something.
What do you think about our topic for tonight? Very interesting topic. Very interesting topic. I like this topic. That's
well, thank you.
Yeah, good topic.
Okay.
So, yes. Go ahead.
What's
Hello?
Your opinion on this topic?
Well,
like, what do you think about that?
Mm-hmm. Well, what, you know, I think, you know, when you first meet a person, you know, they dress a certain way, and, you know, if you like that, and
mm-hmm.
you continually, you know, I would say court this person. You know, over the days of courting and getting to know each other, you try to understand, okay, can you deal with the way she dresses, or, you know, does it deter you in any fact like that? Yeah, men are going to look, and women are going to look too.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're comfortable with each
mm-hmm.
other, you know, I don't see no problem. If she dresses a certain way now, you know, after the fact, after courting and dating and all that, you know, you develop a stronger relationship,
mm-hmm.
then those
mm-hmm.
conversations might come up, but then why would they come up then and not in the first place? If you got a problem right then and there, you should express that right then and there. So she knows where you're coming from, and you know where she's coming from. So there's no
mm-hmm.
surprise. Now, all of a
Agreed.
Sudden, you know, all of a sudden she changed into this other being or whatever, you know, like, you know, okay, you can talk about that, you know, hey, you know, what's going on with you? Why the sudden change or something like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Is, you know,
mm-hmm.
looking for something else, you know, you change the appearance that you try to, you're going elsewhere, so, you know.
Okay.
You know, I like, you know, wear what you like, you know, wear what you like.
Okay.
Because if I can't deal with it, I'm going to let you know, hey, you know. I might not even let you know if I can deal with it or not. We just break it off. And move on to something
okay.
that's comfortable.
Oh, my.
You know?
Okay. All right. Okay.
That's a problem. As long
mm-hmm.
as it's communicated, you know, early
yeah.
on and not much, much later in the relationship, or let a relationship
yeah.
start to build, and then you want to, look, I want you to stop dressing like that, you know.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of like out of the blue for her, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she'll be like, well, you didn't have no problem with it before. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it can go in many different directions. Like I said, my husband tried changing from the door, and it just wasn't happening. But I wasn't dressing provocative. It's just he wanted me completely covered, covered. It didn't matter what else I wanted to wear. Because I had my sweatsuit days, I had my biker short days, I had my dress days, but he wanted me completely covered, just totally change everything about what I wanted to do with myself. You know, I had no individuality.
Yeah, well, you become a possession more than a partner then.
I was, but I was too young and inexperienced with no guidance to recognize that. So,
yeah.
You know, it is what it is. It was a life lesson.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for that insight. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So we're ready for your piece because I know you got some.
Yeah, I brought a little something for y'all tonight. So I hope that hope everybody can relate to it in a way. So here we go. This is called Dressed Up.
The mic is yours.
Baby, will you put this on for me? Why are you questioning, am I pleased with what I see? I go shopping with you when you're wearing curlers in your hair. I slept with you in that damn granny underwear. I want you a certain way tonight. Sure, you can refuse if you choose. That will in no means change my interest in you. I just want another view. I'm not that cat who thinks you're fat and trying to masquerade you like that. I'm not thinking about scales when I look at your tail. Hell, I like it like that. So why this act, this attack on my request? Baby, I just want to see you dressed. I mean, is it too much to ask for a little pizzazz? For a little spice tonight before I tax that? Ask yourself. What I want you to do doesn't define you. Let me remind you, I chose you for you. Shall I remain subdued in my desires or become shallow and seek another fire? There's a bigger picture here. Is it self-esteem or just fear? I'm waiting to hear. Why you hesitate to accommodate me, my dear? No, I never view what a woman wears as an indication she wants it. Only her words can tell you that whether or not she flaunts it. I'm dead serious. Clothes has nothing to do with what a woman wants. I've enjoyed this elevator ride. It's kind of left us both wanting inside. And although this was most unusual, I want to make love like you're beautiful. So go back to your room and freshen up. I want to bring a little more to fill your cup. I love the sexy outfit and how you pleasing me. I love the way your body is unknowingly teasing me. So do me a favor and wear your ring bracelet. Something for your ankles, too. There are some places I haven't tasted yet. I'm not trying to hide your nakedness. I want to develop a place for my face to rest. You're not a woman to rush through. You're a beautiful woman that has wants, too. And I want you to relax and savor my exploration. There are a few spots I missed on our up and down trip that need a little more exploitation. Yes, I'm going to use them, but to your advantage, like that spot behind your knee, that spot that be having you grabbing sheets, that penetrating touch that makes you feel like you got to pee. Trust me on this. This goes beyond the penthouse floors. It goes deeper than the basement and garage doors. You don't need to get on all fours. I want you right next to me. I want to hold your face and see your ecstasy. I want to know when it's uncomfortable by the look in your eyes. I want to know it feels good by the sound of your sighs. We will stop for a moment and allow our organs to do their thing. You know, feel our own pulses while I kiss the fingers that bear your ring. All that bang, bang, bang and jumping up and down. I want to love you profound, have you texting in your dreams. I want to be your playwright and have you be in our scene. Your beauty is so serene, I just want to caress your hair. I want to kiss your beautiful lips that really taste both pair. I want to love you like you're beautiful. I want to be there when you don't feel like doing it. I want to love your body for more than just screwing it. I'm neither an accessory to make you look good, nor are you an object just to take wood. So understand, my plan is more than to elevate you. We did that in our first meet. Hey, you're the woman I can relate to. Now, this elaborate story about this beautiful woman before me is where what you like. Hey, you could never bore me. One piece.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
Go ahead, Eva.
I got
something to say about that. Go ahead, girl.
I loved it. Okay, Lord. Especially the part about the rollers. You know what I'm saying? Look, I have done that a couple of times. You know what I'm saying? But I just love the way you put that. You know, a lot of that stuff does not matter to you. You're stating that the outward appearance does not matter to you. It's what's the inside. And I may not have to be down on all fours, but however, let's not talk about that. That's for another session of Love Zone, but I love that piece. That's what I say.
Thank you, Ms. VIP. We appreciate that.
Yes.
Thank you much.
Yes.
Thank you much.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, though there are certain, like I said earlier, but what's the name, please? Sorry, I can't even think of the name right now. But there are certain lines in there that reach out at me and grab me and hold tight. And the one you said, it, want to make love like you're beautiful. Oh,
yeah.
And you said there's some places I haven't tasted. And I'm going to tell you something. I wear an anklet. I understand. I love the anklet thing. The anklet.
Yeah.
Lord,
all right, then. All right, now.
Yeah, because I'm not sexy. But you said, I want to love you profound, having you text in your sleep, in your dream.
Help me,
that's
Lord.
Deep.
Help us, Lord.
That's deep.
Yes.
That right there. I mean,
that was a help me, Lord,
like,
moment for me.
The little things like that. And I can see you're a love maker. You make love. You don't just fuck. You make love. I hear you in your words. Okay. And that's what's up. That's what's up.
Are you
okay.
married?
Yeah, you married.
Say
so
that
you
again.
Married?
No,
you,
ma'am,
you're
I'm
married?
Not.
Oh, you're not married?
No.
I thought
you were
married
no.
all this time. Because
I
just said she is a
no.
lucky woman. I've been thinking you were married all this time the way he talked. My grief.
I knew that you were married, too.
Yeah.
Well, shit, you should
no,
be.
Well, let me
no.
tell you, whomever she is,
love,
if you
love
have an SO, she is very, very. That's all I got to say to that. Whomever the SO is, she's very fortunate.
Okay. Yeah, that piece was beautiful. I loved it. I
it really,
really
was.
Did.
My pleasure.
No,
thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but this is definitely
no.
an important topic because yeah, a lot of guys trip on
yes.
what they need to wear and whatnot. You know, so yeah, it's definitely important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely,
absolutely. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Mm, mm, mm. Well, we don't. You know what? I got a big bean bag for you too. It's all cushy and whatever drink you want. The bartender has it. Let's just put it that way.
That's right. And all the drinks
so,
are on
so
me.
Enjoy.
So don't even worry
uh-oh.
About it. Just be nice. You know, you can tip my bartender. Her name is Kalinda. She's very, very sweet. And she is the mixologist. Okay.
Yeah, I remember her from last week, a couple of days ago. Yeah, she's good. She's good.
Yeah, she is.
Oh,
Thank you.
There you go. All right. Thank you so much, Joe. One love, one
thank
mind.
You, ladies. Appreciate it. One love, one mic, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness, Diva. What in the world?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That just made me want to take my socks off.
Baby.
Yes.
This is Tiffany. Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Be me. The For Real Entertainment Network. Your poetry outlet, the next phase in online radio. Epiphany. Baby.
Mm-hmm.
Want to give him a dollar number, Steve?
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 10 after 10, and we are in our final hour. Or maybe a little overtime, I don't know. But the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. We want you to press 1 and let us know what you're thinking about this topic tonight. Because I'm telling you the truth. There's some good poetry, and there are some great
mm-hmm.
views. So,
yeah.
Diva, oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
We have a
yeah.
treat.
Yep, we
the
do.
CEO himself, my Balladeer, a.k.a. The Real the Poet. Hey, honey, brother. How you
doing? Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
Ooh.
Sam, Adrian, I won't be coming home. I'd rather be alone. Cause she doesn't understand me. Ooh. When I'd rather leave.
What in the world?
What's up, ladies? What's going on, baby? Baby!
Take it off.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? You know, on some real stuff, that's a really thought-provoking question you're asking everyone. And I haven't heard a female yet. You know what I'm saying?
I know, right?
That thing go two ways. Because if y'all know, I like to wear those tight, skinny jeans with the bulges. Generally, I want all the things to get some socks rolled up and stuff down there. I like wearing my tight shit. I like walking like John Travolta on that joint. You know what I mean? Like disco beat, wasn't in a movie. Yeah, you know I like that tight stuff. I like to wear some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I like to hear a woman's point of view on that thing.
Well, we would too if they would call in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Yeah. But at the same time, you could still give us some insight from you, from your perspective.
Well. Okay, I'm going to try to be as serious as I can in a short period of time as I can. You know, I love a woman that loves to dress and, you know, and likes to, you know, put it all together. I've seen some females, beautiful females, very provocatively dressed. And you know what, though? I will stare my ass off. I'll be in amazement. I mean, I love the sight of a beautiful woman. But coming from me, see, there's decisions I make within myself. If I know that I can't deal with that being mine, all I will do is admire it from a distance. I don't know. I mean, you know, that way I don't have to worry about trying to change nobody up later on. You know what I'm saying? Because if I do choose to be with a woman that I know already dresses like that, and we've gone out and we dated, and she continued to dress that way and all that kind of stuff, if it bothers me, it don't. Now, you know, if we're together for a certain period of time and, you know, as you know, people grow and she's still dressing that way, you would think, you know, people would mature. It's got to be a thing in the mind I would think about, you know, that's what makes her happy. That's her comfort zone. She needs to be like that. You ever seen an old-ass woman still dressing sexy?
Lord have mercy.
Well out of her, beyond her years. See, that's not where I'm not trying to travel like that.
Yes, you know, unfortunately.
But, yeah, but I'm just saying, my thing, my whole thing is pre. My whole thing is pre. I'm not going to get into something and, you know, and pray on how to get up out of it. So I make my decisions before that, you know, on I'm just saying, you can basically read somebody, you know, you know, you can basically read somebody, you know, by the way they dress sometimes. Especially, I want to say especially a female. And I say that for a reason. Because it's dangerous out here. And if you feel like you need to wear that out here like that, you know, during these times, and you strong of mind or you just refuse to let it go, I don't know what it is. But personally, myself, before I even get into something and have to wonder how to change somebody or want to change somebody, I would make the decision before that, well, I want to go walk around with somebody just like that. You can get killed walking around in Philadelphia like that. The female or the male walking with her, because that causes a whole lot of shit. And I've been in that type of situation before, where a brother spoke to the woman I was walking with, yeah, brother spoke to the woman I was walking with. She was my girl, and he was sitting down with a female and another guy, a couple guys, and they said, one boy said, damn, she got a fat ass. And I said, the one you sitting next to got a fat ass, too. And I kept on walking. I don't think he thought somebody was going to speak back to him because he with his boys, you know, that, you know, this Philly life, you know. But seriously, on some real shit. And like Van said earlier, it's not about your manhood. Sometimes you just got to, you know, it's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. Motherfucker's going to come out of pocket. Somebody going to come out of pocket somewhere. And you're going to have to stand up and defend that woman behind her the way she's dressing.
Right.
You have to do something at some point in time. But that's not the whole driving force of what I'm saying. It's just that, like I said, if you want to deal with that, you're going to have to peek that from the beginning, not get into something to try to change somebody. You know, cause I like somebody that likes to dress, but some things, like I said, I even see it in the church. You go to church, you can see some very provocative dressed church women. Okay? So, you know, the choice is yours.
Absolutely. Thank you for that insight. More gentlemen.
Thank you. Just keep it real. Just keep it real.
Well, right. You are for real, the poet.
Baby, baby. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
So, what you got for us tonight, baby?
Well, what I have for you is it's an old thing. I've got a choice before you, ladies. Letters or return to sender?
Letters. Diva, thank you.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Okay, cool. Well, because it's, both titles were the same poem, so I just tried to trick you. All right, cool.
Oh, Lord, the mic is yours.
You're welcome. All right. Return to sender. I've received your kiss, mailed to me in a letter, addressed to lips once passionate. I received it, your kiss, mailed to me in a letter, the passion gone, no need to open it. Gone, the void of words struggled to form, in weakness a bond was formed, which made the words in the letter strong. Being with you, a house to call a home. I've mailed to you in a letter, my heart in the form of a poem. I got them back, shit, written on it in red lipsticks and heart-shaped kisses. Return to sender. All my heart's unheard songs, broken tracks now that I look back at. I filled you with love in all my letters. You read them, loved them, said that you love was, that love was felt, resuscitated. You came back to life, but the letters you began to write to someone else. My heart you received, returned to sender, given back. Months later, damaged goods. Now my unopened letters gather dust, stacked on a shelf. You used my pen, the ink you prayed on. You needed something, my dreams you stole, and left me with nothing. Empty, not a drip, not a droplet, a spill, romance I've written, handwriting or using a feathered quill. You falsified love and took the pages I wrote, stolen love, down to my Facebook notes. And now you have this book, and I'm not in it, when it was I who was there from the very beginning. Each chapter, I never had a clue that I was being used. I loved you. What goes around comes around. See, I heard that he dumped you. And now in my mailbox sits a perfumed letter, red ink and dipstick kisses sent from you. Unopened, I'm unable to. I've received your kiss, mailed to me in a letter, gathering dust as it sits. And now with a magic marker dipped in shit, I write once again to you. On the cover of your letter, simply return to sender, giving the middle finger to the mailbox as I drop it and slowly walk away from your bullshit. Return to sender. for real.
Man. Ooh. Woo.
Damn, I was muted. I was talking and muting stuff. That piece was, wow. That piece was deep. Mm. That was real deep.
Yeah,
that
man.
Thunder. Wow. I dig it, though. That was nice. Man.
Yeah, man. Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, ladies.
Sorry. Thank you for that. Now, before
Let's
you go,
go,
could you tell us what you got going on over there in the Soul Cafe on Monday night?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, ain't nothing but a thing. Ain't nothing but a thing. Monday night at the Soul Cafe with myself, La Perla Negra, Poets, a.k.a. Van Meadows, and essentially Johnny's. Hey, we're going to get into some neo-soul, hip-hop, R&B, and some jazz music as we groove, you know what I'm saying? Open mic the first half of the show. The second half we dedicate to creative writing, where we pick up our pen and we create some poetry right there before each other. We share in our creativity. We have a lot of fun, y'all, a lot of fun and laughs and everything like that. Band picks on Danielle. I calm them down and stuff like that. It's crazy. You know, y'all need to be there. Danielle needs help because, you know, the way Van picks on her, Penny picks on her too. Everybody picks on Danielle. And we love you, Danielle. But everybody picks on Danielle at the Soul Cafe. Y'all need to come there. Somebody needs to be on her side. I'm serious. And that's Monday night at the Soul Cafe. Shababy, baby.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's the stuff. I'm just put my socks on.
Mm-hmm. See, I got your back, Danielle. I got your back, Danielle.
You got my back.
Oh, my.
Thank you, initiator. Mm-hmm. Thank you, initiator.
And I know, Joe, I just want to say real quick, I know Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer is listening. You know, he cheated this past show. I deducted 2 points from him. We do point deductions. You will be critiqued if you come over to the Soul Cafe. I'm going to tell you straight out. I mean, it's out of love and everything like that. We don't get too carried away, but your piece will be critiqued. And we like I said, we share in creativity. So if it's something we think that you can do better to broaden your pen, to strengthen your pen, we share that. If y'all got issue with one of my writings, if y'all, you know, hey, you could have said it like this, somebody said I sound sinister when I do my pieces, like I'm about to kill somebody and it's a love piece or something like that. Okay, I'll try to calm it down, you know. But we keep it real. I'm serious. Mm-hmm. Have your shit together when you come to the Soul Cafe. Because it's not going to be one of them shows where I just tell you that was a nice piece. Yes, dear. I'm sorry.
For real.
David Martin, because. Yes.
I am calling changing of the rules at any given time, forthwith.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Oh. I can't see the umbrella.
Again, you hear that? You hear it?
I can't say nothing if you say it forthwith. I can't.
There you go.
Can't do nothing with that.
Oh,
you finally learned. You'll forget it by showtime. You'll forget it by showtime.
I ain't gonna forget it.
Where's Penny at? Where's Penny? Penny.
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 Where's
Penny?
I cannot. Oh, you crazy.
I cannot.
Oh, God.
We're going to send you in a lounge, and I got a special beanbag for you. It's a love bag, and it got ENJ on the fly for you. All right?
Ooh. You said it's a love sack? A love sack?
Mm-hmm. A love sack.
Thank you.
That is
well,
like
thank
a
you.
Big,
I love you.
Gigantic beanbag. It's like a big, gigantic beanbag. Yeah,
is it enough room on it for two? Is it enough room on it for two?
Absolutely, baby.
Okay, well, send Sheila Shell back there. And I'll meet her back there because I don't like your attitude. It sucks.
Okay.
All right, well, good night, ladies. I love you guys. I love you.
All right.
Love you.
One love, one mic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is a mess.
That is Joe Balladier.
It is. I got to claim him. Oh, wow. I must claim him.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, my goodness. Let's move on. Next on the mic is area code 773. You are in the love zone with Miss VIP and La Perla Negra. Who you have on
the mic? Girl. Hey.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Books out. We just climbing further and further to the top, man. Awesome stuff is going on. Yes.
Yeah, my next project will be working on my album, so I'm trying to round up the people I want to get involved. So, yeah, we're supposed to have a sit-down, like, early May because, you know, everybody's busy this month. So I'm just like, okay.
All right.
So, like, early May, because I have a sit-down. Yeah, so to at least get, like, a single out and then, you know, throughout the course of the month, try to finish the entire album. So, yeah, nervous and excited about that.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Man, we finally got some female energy up in here. Ma'am.
What?
Exactly right.
Where everybody at?
Yeah. I mean, we got the callers calling in, but you ladies are dragging behind these men. But I like all the insight stuff. So I want to know what you think about the topic. What's your opinion on this topic?
Okay, what's the question again? I want to make sure I have it right, because everybody was just kind of taking it, you know, their own kind of way. But, you know, I get it. That's what you get with different perspectives. But from what I was hearing and what I gather is, like, how do you feel about, like, somebody you're attracted to and you get with them and you try to change their appearance? Or they try to change yours?
Yep.
With that, I kind of get it. I understand it from both sides. You know, people feel like, okay, now that you've attracted me or you piqued my interest, I don't want nobody else getting curious about you or try to take you from me, so I need you to tone it down. While on the other hand, people will be like, well, this is who I am when you met me. If you love me, you wouldn't change me. But then people would try to counteract that, well, if you love me, you would change. You know, so I have a problem with this. So I think it all just kind of boils down to, like, communication and compromise. And, you know, ironically enough, just accepting, you know, people for what it is. And I think somebody mentioned that, yeah, as you get older, your look should evolve. It's not saying that everybody dresses sexy or whatever. Sexy is defined by everybody's own interpretation. You know, some people like it better. You know, people find, so it's just kind of hard to, like, defining sexy is open to interpretation, like, anybody. I never really tried to change anybody, you know. I'm just like, okay, cool, as long as you clean, I'm okay. You know, you can't be calling out, you know, being out with me with stains on you and smell it, like, hell no, no. But I was dating this guy. He was kind of a douchebag. Like, he used to kind of, you know, we were out with, like, a lot of people, and he used to, like, the girls were, like, have dressed or whatever. I'd never really dressed like that for my own personal reason, but he would kind of get upset and then, you know, just in front of everybody publicly be asking me why I don't look like that or why I don't just, and I'd be like, what? But at the same time, he would turn up, you know, right around and try to talk about things, oh, what, they dressing like hoes, they just, so why would you ask me what I dress like, what? And I'm like, I would dress like that. I don't have her body type. I'm not her height. I'm not her skin. I would never look like that. I'm like, if that's what you want, then go be with that. And, you know, you kind of got to look. Like, who does that in public, no less? You could wait till we got home to have this conversation? You know, just kind of.
Okay.
So, yeah. That's just my take on it. I feel like there's something about this person attracts me, you know. Yeah, initially, because I think, you know, we all get a little possessive sometimes. Like, yeah, this is mine now. I finally found something, you know, or this is what I really like. I don't want nobody else trying to take it from me. So, yeah, I'm going to say there are people who like to control people. You know, I know there's a lot of those out there. Unfortunately, those controlling types that try to tell you what to wear or try to, you know, make you feel like, oh, you're not mature enough. And, you know, Like, this is, I wear what I like. You know, you like me, then, you know, out of respect, I feel like it's too much, or you say, you know, you showing too much legs or cleavage or whatever. Okay, cool, I'll take that into consideration. I'll, you know, but, you know, I'm just like, but if I feel like a person's complaining too much about, like, my appearance or whatever, then I'm just like, maybe we don't need to be together like that. You sound a little possessive and I don't like that. Because then she's going to be trying to put your hands on me, you know. Abuse starts verbally first. So, and then next thing you know. So, yeah. But, you know.
Okay.
In the beginning, it was fun, you know, the case you kind of see something you like, and you just kind of get attracted to it. And that's the piece I chose. It's a little throwback that I wrote. It's called Crush. You know, I feel like it kind of ties into the topic here about attraction and all that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
When I talk to you, I get warm and I feel flushed. It makes my blood rush. Is that what they call a crush? Look at us, fighting not to make eye contact, pretending there's no impulsive impact as we speak of each other in codes or zigzags. Who does that? I do, like all the time, professing my feelings for you, but I hide them in my rhymes. Is it a crime that I think about you like all the time and I fall in love with the idea of you being just mine? You are so fine, but it's not just looks. See, you're familiar with the pen and books, your brawn and brain, and it drives me insane, and you're stacked nice like a block of ice, and I need it to help cool me down whenever you are around. And even when you're not, I still get hot just from a single thought, and I start to imagine things in places that I really ought not. But I can't help it, because that voice is like crushed velvet, the perfect baritone, and when I hear it, I'm gone. It's like my favorite song, and I love when it's on. Like, I don't know if you notice me, but I don't really care, because in my head, oh, we're already there in my bed while you gaze in my eyes and you play in my hair and tell me how my beauty is your weakness and how my touch is unfair, how my uniqueness is refreshing and my intelligence is refined, and how you hate being apart from me and how you wish there was more time. I love when you speak. Something about your aspirations makes my knees weak. Let me think. I love it when you make me think. So you challenge me to push past my perceptions and dive off into the deep. And then I respond with existentialism that makes your body sink. But don't blink, because when you do, we're no longer in sync. And I love how you get me to respond before I get a chance to think. See, it's like second nature now. And so I hurry to write these things down, because I don't ever want to forget the sensation and anticipation I get from never having you yet. See, I crave you. Sometimes I have to tell myself, behave you. But what can I do? See, I'm really feeling you. And dare I say this out loud, that I have a crush on you. In peace.
Yeah. All right.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, I've been there. You know, when you're craving somebody and you got to talk yourself, you got to talk yourself down like, now look, you know, I mean, you ever find yourself like drifting off into a fantasy world about that person?
Oh,
and then you got to catch yourself and be like, look, hey,
look,
girl, look, stop that.
That happens very often in my world.
It'd be like that, especially when he's single, and he'd be like, man, okay.
You preaching through the choir.
Right.
Man, that piece was awesome, Jamie. I'm so glad you called in tonight. And look, this is always an open mic here for you, okay? Always. Do not be a stranger. I know you're busy. You got your book thing going on. And got an up-and-coming album and whatnot, but I still love you. We still love you here. And you can call in.
Absolutely.
Stop depriving us. I'm depraved. I appreciate it.
My nerves are bad.
Again. Yes, again, congratulations on your book and your upcoming projects and all your endeavors, because I'm sure you will be successful, my dear. And with this, we're going to send you to the Love Lounge, and I got a beanbag chair for you, too. Yes, I do. And your favorite libations, because everything is in that bar over there.
Okay.
So, all right. Thank you, lady. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Oh, I love that. They're
bringing it to
you. Yes, I see.
Yes.
Yes, they are. Let's keep the party going on. Area code 501, you are in the love zone with Miss VIP and La Pearl and Negra. Who do we have on the mic?
Oh, this is Jeff Shea. Give me just a minute. I'm up here trying to write this Facebook post. It's one of those encrypted Facebook posts. These two ladies are a mess. Hey, how y'all doing? What's going on?
We good.
What's
how
up,
you doing?
I'm all right. I just had to get that out the way. You know, if you wait, you'll forget us. Something might happen to change your mind.
Oh, Lord. All right. So what do you think of the topic tonight, Jay?
What's the topic again?
Oh, Lord. Okay. So
you're attracted
to a lady that dresses provocatively. And if you're in the relationship, do you try to change her or not?
I'm gonna have to go with not. One time we was me and my wife was up there at Walmart. It was a couple that was coming towards us. The guy, you know, he was dressed all sensible, kind of preppy or what may have. But his old lady was walking through the spot. She owned the whole parking lot. She owned every, her radius was wide on the stuff that she owned as she walked through. Two young guys in a Mustang came rolling through. They started dressing up down real bad. They started talking about this, and they started talking about that, and all of a sudden she felt naked. He started arguing with her, and now she's trying to pull the skirt down over the big thighs, but the big thighs came out to be shown, and it was too late. Shot dead in the street. So my thing is, if they feel they have to dress like that, it's a deficiency. And if it's not a deficiency, they don't realize that that's potentially a dangerous situation.
Okay.
So if I got to talk them off a roof already, I'm not getting the point.
I hear that. All right. Well, with that point of view, I know you got a piece. So... let us know about that sexy dress clad lady.
Hey, babe, you see my phone? All right. Yeah, I'm up here doing it. All right. Thank you, babies. All right. The name of this piece is called Life is Precious.
Well, Mike, it's yours.
All right. In lieu of a lot of things that have been happening, a lot of things have been happening quick. It's happening at a time where people are starting not to care as much about each other because we all been separated. This is one of my pieces that I think of when times be like this. Once the life goes out, you can't put it back in within the vessel in which you were nestled. Your armor when you tussled, your embracer when you cuddled, your everything when you hustled. And these conditions are subtle. A prick could bust the bubble, but to endeavor like the shuttle and not pop a corpuscle. Now that's the true struggle, making something out of rubble. A better man stands here, having been humbled, having ran and fumbled, fly as brundle, but like a burglar, I bungled. That's past tense and I still may stumble. Humility exerts with no muscle. An untainted reality allows one to see evidence of the divinity all around me. And we, the family like withered trees, the oceans and my blood share the same salinity. The plants, the trees are the lungs to breathe. Respiration as it blows a breeze. Sneeze as grows a ragweed. Crimes against God are cancer in we. We need help, just don't inconvenience me. And keep it quietly. Got plenty, but the heart needy, greedy. And we must behave violently, especially to those who would love we. Fetch an iron mask, for we are ugly, as a blind man should see. It shouldn't be so easy for we to be we, ignorant to our own blasphemies. Oh, why we make bastard of we. Every time that we deny the Father eye to eye open, we leave. We, it's all Greek to me. So I say, c'est la vie. Please forgive me. I did not mean to be we. In peace.
You said, oh, sorry, Diva, go ahead.
You go ahead and take this one.
You said, fly, I caught that. You said, fly is brundle. I like that for it right there. Cause I'm a
but like a burglar, a bungle.
Right. I like that.
Thank you.
I mean, the whole piece is, I mean, I'm such a fan of your work, Jay. Yeah, and to hear you, not only a fan of what you write, it's how you recite your work too, your flow, your cadence, and your voice. It's you just go into this whole different person because you have a comical side to you when you first call in. And then when you read your pieces, it's like a whole different level of change. And I love that, man. Thank you for that beautiful piece. That was awesome.
Oh, thank you, sis. You're so crazy with it.
Yeah, I am. Just a little bit. See that?
Yeah. I think it was pretty cool. It's a conscious piece, I gather, when I think about it. And it was very nice, and then like Danielle said, it was infused with humor, and at the end I'm like, aha, okay, you know. So nice piece, Jeff. Nice piece. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you, VIP. You too, sis.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're gonna
I'm
going to
go ahead and get out your way. I am helping the wife with her fish tank. I'm going to post some pictures of it, too, and everybody going to get a chance to see all this fish tank I've been talking about. It's a living fish tank. I got dirt in it. I got rocks in it. I got sand in it. I got plants in it. All right. Y'all take care.
Always.
All right.
Take
care.
One love, one mic. One love. One
Much
mic.
Love.
All right. Ziva.
Yeah.
Now see, this is my favorite poet, the romantic one, the sensual one. But you're his favorite Philly John, so we're gonna bring him in anyway.
I'm one of his favorite Philly Johns.
Hey, what's going on?
I almost missed it. Wow. Y'all caught me just as I walked back in the room, like literally walked back in the room. So y'all would have been like, oh, Harvey's not there, blah, blah, blah. Anyway.
We're on the same wavelength.
Hi.
That's what it is.
Hi, ladies. Hi. How are you? How are you doing? What's happening? What's going
Hi.
On? How are my two favorite Philly? How are my two favorite Philly Johns doing? Let me stop.
What's up? How you doing tonight? What you got going on?
Well, I am proud to announce I did some poetry for Malcolm Jamal Warner. I am proud to announce that I have a feature at Clubhouse that I'm being paid for us. And I'm not only geeked, I'm super geeked because, you know, he's a poet too. But he actually said he told me that my poetry was good. I think that that's really fucking dope. I am overexcited.
Man.
I've been geeking for the last 45 minutes. Thank you.
Damn, I'm geeking for you.
I'll be out of my mind. That's what's up.
Oh, man.
I'm geeking. Because I was like, him, Angry View's the thing. I've been doing the artwork for her Taurus affair because we're all Tauruses. And she brought me in. She said, yeah, you do the feature. Your poetry, yes. And I was like, yo, see what happens when you get out your own way and you just push and you just let the energy flow and you let everybody get on the same wavelength and move. And so this is what's been happening. So I'm glad to report and give energy and feel confident. It's just been a hell of a week. It's just been a beautiful, dope, incredibly great week. And I'm here with you ladies.
All right.
Who are incredibly dope and energetic. I got so much love for you, and y'all just super fantastic.
Oh.
And I'm just here to share this. I just got to give love. Let me give y'all some love. Let me just give some hugs.
Give some
this hug for you.
Oh,
hug. Just hug. Hug everybody.
My
I'm
so happy for you.
There's some lather going on here tonight. There's some lathering on the
mic.
He's just
lathering. See, that's the whole thing. I Ruby, like, you was lathering on Tuesday. I'm like, nah, but y'all got me good, though. Y'all got me. I'm flat-footed. That's okay. That payback, though. Woo! I'm working on something right now.
Wait. Diva, how is it that you can give somebody payback from something that they initiated it, right? You pay them back, but now they want to pay you back for the payback. How does that work?
I don't know.
I don't care, but you know, I'm going to start using words like moist, mist. Wait. What killed me is Miss VIP is like, she's like, oh my.
I just want to know, for me,
do you say that when someone penetrates you? Oh my.
I'm sure there is a simultaneous moan. Okay.
Oh, that what happens? Is that what happens?
That's exactly
sure?
what happens.
Are you
That's
sure?
what happened. No,
I'm just asking.
That is exactly what happened.
No, I'm just kidding. All right, I'm backing up.
Now, Mojave, let me tell you something.
Yes.
You start this game with me. You have to keep in mind, I am the game master. Now, are you sure you want to play this game?
Goodness.
You know, you presetting the conversation does nothing for me. And you know how I think. I think contingency plan B all the time. Like, so I think around things. I even sacrifice. I play chess. It's always chess, never checkers.
Okay.
Understand.
Always chess.
So,
if you like
to hand out some threats and you'd like to sit there and think about it, and you talk about you the game player and game master, see, there's a bunch of ways to get at you because you on my wavelength. So we can hit you from one end of the wave to the other.
I don't make threats.
Yes.
I give my word. And I am a woman of my word.
Moist.
Can we get back to the subject at hand?
Misty.
Can we please get back to the subject at hand? Can we please?
I'm gonna need you to stop being, you know, stop acting like, you know, you the spoil sport.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Just for a fact, we're going to get you wet. That's why the next 100 drippers is going to call wet, because we're going to get you wet. We're going to get you wet.
I fight dirty too.
Dripping. Dripping.
Okay.
All right. Let me stop. All right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Come on, y'all showing. Why am I like this on your show? Why?
I have no idea.
I just get silly as shit. I'll be on here joking like crazy.
But anyway, how do you feel about tonight's subject?
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, if you met her when she was 30, now you want to cover up her body? That?
Oh, here we go. Oh, my goodness.
Now you got to fight people. You got to do some karate? Yeah, I got you. I met her when she was a hottie, dressing like a thottie. And now I got to get her to cover
Lord.
Up the body, fighting these dudes doing karate. Hi-ya.
Oh.
Hi-ya.
Oh, Lord.
Hi-ya.
I cannot.
Hi-ya.
Lord. I can't with you. Oh, my God. Lord. Okay.
All right. No. I think your comfortability is relying upon who the person that you're with. Now, you should never try to change a person. Like, if you're in a business to change somebody, you shouldn't be with that person in the first place, because you get the person that you got. That's what happens, unless you met their representative, and that all actually happens. They'd be like, oh, it was just all good. And the next thing you know, they've been going, be like, I did that to get you. Now I got you. You ain't going nowhere. But, if you met them like that, you shouldn't try to change them. I'm a fan. Like, listen, You gotta have all sorts. You gotta have a Swiss Army knife approach to your dressing. You gotta dress up, dress down, and it's always good, because sometimes men are very territorial, but they also like to show off their women, which I don't understand what that is, but they do it. But I do know.
Ego.
Yeah, it is ego. I do know. Right, for a fact. That in my younger days, I was dating somebody from Detroit, and she had the world's largest booty at the time, as far as I was concerned. I know how she looked when she put on a green dress. And so I knew when she came out, because she was super light, she was super busty, she was like a hen, she had everything going on, bow, bow, bow. She walked, she looked crazy, had pretty toes, sexy. And I knew that when I came out, I knew everybody was going to look at her, and I liked it like that. Because that's what it was, but even still, like to this day, I'm not dealing with her, I haven't been around her or anything else, she has a boo, he's a square, what up, square? This dude, he doesn't really do that with her. Like, he keeps her dressed up, because he says, what's mine is mine. That's what he feels. I think it's a little, whatever is going on with that. But she doesn't dress like that anymore. She doesn't do any of the best stuff that happens, because that's his level and limit. Lee, I wouldn't try to stop you from doing anything. If you were dressing like that, as long as you're coming home to me, what do I care? As long as nobody touches you or does anything strange and convoluted, enjoy. Everybody should know that they're desirable and attractive. But your first job, number one, as her mate, is to make her feel that way always. And if you're not making her feel that way always, she's going to go out and seek someone who will. And even in her seeking, sometimes it'll kick over. The minute you don't do something, there's always some dude or somebody out there, whether it be a gentleman or a gentle them, is going to sit there and kick that game in their ear and say, see? We even care about you. We let you out here be up by yourself, blah, blah, blah. So let me get you a drink. Let me buy you something. Let me do something for you. Let me treat you a certain way. Let me get you to get your confidence to get it over to me, because I want what you got right now. But if you have someone who understands the difference and says, this is but a wares that I wear and I look good in it, and I'm not displaying it for you, it's for me, then so be it. Dress how you want to dress. Your connection to me is not what you wear. It's what you have in your head and what you have in your heart for me. How we connect, what our wavelength is. These are the things that are most important to me. So I wouldn't mind it. I'd applaud it, because, you put on that freakum dress, but you bring that back home to Zaddy, and I'll take care of
you. I hear it.
All right. Okay.
Well, I'm ready for this magnificent piece I'm about to hear, because I already know.
Mm-hmm. What? A magnificent piece? Who told you that? I suck.
Your pieces are always magnificent.
I don't even know. I don't even know what I'm doing. Okay.
No.
Let me see what I got. Okay, hold on. Let's see what I can do. All right, hold on. I'm not whispering. I was breathing. I cannot.
I cannot.
Lord, you like it? You know when a man moans because of you, it's the greatest compliment in the world. So if I moan,
I know it's the greatest,
because you make me moan. I know if you moan because you make me
moan.
You know what it is, VIP. You know, VIP. Especially when a man gives you that breath before that. That breath right there.
Okay. Well,
yeah, what is?
Can you get to the piece, please? Oh my goodness.
I'm doing a piece. I'm doing a piece. All right. You ready?
All right. The mic is yours.
All right. When we connect, it is more than sex. It is the way I fall into the ocean of your eyes. The way clouds move across the slides, how the zephyr of wind pushes the muscles of my cheeks to a grin. How our stare removes everyone from our glare, and it's just you and I standing here. You are water and air. Before your sight, I am there. You pour into me your sight, intention, love, light. So I may see you clear in the darkest night. I pour into you bright invention, love, might. To cover you into my arms, I hold tight. Our bodies are marionettes to what we get, acting our spirit, giving all to let our souls intersect and collect in actions of sex. These lips be the get, the actions of soul sweat, connect. Access the blessing of undressing, the spirit unfolding the lessons of pleasure, spirit raising the temperature, heat generating from bodies, a sweet measure, the strings of us pulling into each other, moving beneath covers. We choose the efforts of lovers and make each other sing. Poem.
Ah. Well, poet. I asked for it. I said, give us that magnificent piece. Didn't I say that? I asked for it.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. It's your fault. It was beautiful.
Yeah, but I don't regret it, because it was so beautiful. As you.
I never regret listening. No.
Mm-mm.
That piece was beautiful. It was awesome. It was exquisite, as always. Now, before you go, can you tell us what you got going on over there in the Epiphany Universe?
Well, I'm glad that you joined us in the Epiphany Universe. On Tuesday, we have Thick, which is a celebration of curves and body positivity. I have some poets coming through. We're asking everybody to celebrate their curves and beautiful. And it is also my birthday show. So this is my birthday show, so stop by and wish me a happy birthday. Now, my birthday is on Saturday, but I'm doing the birthday show early because, you know, ain't anybody going to catch me. I have no idea what I'm doing Saturday. But I'm going to celebrate it on
video.
Tuesday. Yes.
I'll send you a video.
All righty. But we're going to celebrate thickness, body positivity curves, all that good stuff. We're going to make sure that we get in here because, you know, we got to celebrate it, man. Listen, thickness is a celebration. It is a celebration. We're going to celebrate it. And we're going to make it all happen. And it's my birthday, so well wishes may come through. It is open mic, but you must be on brand. You must be talking about thickness and the celebration of curves. No negativity will be accepted.
Right.
I will boot you off, and I do not give a fuck. You know what I'm saying. If you do something different.
I know that's right.
And just for the record, I love everybody, but listen. When I ask you to please stay in the time limit, stay in the time limit.
Yeah, no 10-minute pieces, no going over 5-minute pieces. Come on,
love
now,
you.
Y'all.
Love you.
Okay.
But listen, stay on brand. We got everybody. Right. We got to give the drummer some. We got to give all the drummers some. And then following the next week, we will have our War Council. War Council will be Toxic Part 2, Men's Pain, the Toxic Supermen. Make sure that you pay attention. It will be a men-led. We will be talking about men's pain and have women ever hurt a man intentionally. We are going to talk about our vulnerabilities, our weaknesses, and everything else that happens that the world doesn't want the black man to have. We're going to talk about it. It's going to be a good, diverse panel. It's going to be egalitarian. Yeah. The sisters are actually going to act like gatekeepers because they're going to let the men speak their piece. So this is the first time for the first time, one time for the one time. We're going to make it happen. We own justice on your bumpers with this. It's happening, and it's going down. And then after that, we'll have the Marvel versus DC. We're going to have that. Paul Kane, everybody else, an interesting panel. It's going to be crazy because, you know, we have to admit that Paul Kane was right about the Snyder Cut. Then we got to talk about Falcon and Winter Soldier and all this other stuff that's happening because, you know, we got to do a comic podcast like four times out of the year. And then following that, that following time will be, I believe, for the Honey Drippers with episode 4. Episode 4.
Wet. My goodness gracious.
Wet.
Oh, my land. Wet works for me.
Oh, my land. Wet.
It's the water.
So that's what we do
for me.
Yes, listen. Yes, it's the waterworks. Yes. And understand that when we do the open mic, it's limited. All right. So this time, I need you to understand. Listen. If you don't get in, if you're going to be an open mic, you better be the first people up. Because I'm telling you, after a certain time, we're going to give it a certain amount of people to get into the open mic. And then we just, it's going to be all Honey Drippers because it's a performance too. And we're going to get people wet. It's going to be nice and drippy. Drippy.
Oh, my.
Good stuff.
Matter of fact,
and Bella, if you're on here and you're listening, I'm coming. Understand.
I got your girlfriend. Don't worry.
You done did it now. Prepare to squirm. Squirm and sometimes get squirty. It might happen.
You ain't ready for her, Harvey.
Listen. I hear a lot of things, Danielle. I hear a lot of things. Just because you say it, don't make it true.
That's why I don't say what I'm about to do.
Listen. Everybody's scared of y'all. Bring it. You got to bring ass to get ass. You got to bring ass.
All right, Bob. We got other callers. You got to go.
All right. Yeah. Well, let me slide off and do this huckabuck then. Let me go do the huckabuck.
All right.
Give him his beanbag.
All right. One love, one
life.
One love, one life.
There you go. All right. Heavens to God. Next on the mic. All right. Area code 803. You are in the zone. Hey.
Girl, we got Mother Dragons. Hey, Mama. What's going on? I'm doing good. That's awesome. Welcome to the love
zone. Nice to have another female in the mix.
Yes, especially Mother Dragons. We got some power behind the mic now, for real. Yo. So what do you think of our topic about the person that is attracted to you in the beginning of what you have on, they want you to change it after you get into a relationship?
Okay. So I have been in my past relationship, in a possessive relationship, where he tried to control everything. You know, at first it was, it was lovely. And then after maybe, I want to say really quick, like after we got into it, maybe a couple months after that, my hair, my nails being too loud, you know, he was country. So, you know, I learned real quick that I couldn't dress like that, makeup. I couldn't do none of that, all that stuff. And so being in something like that for almost five years, I just learned after that I was going to dress how I want to dress. My mother always says, sexy and classy. So I do keep it sexy and classy. And so, you know, and I'm 43. And so you don't have to be, it doesn't have to be out there, but I like to show thighs. You know, I do like to show, you know, I have a big butt, so I can't hide that. So, you know, I'm going to wear skirts and dresses and stuff like that. And it's going to be sexy, but it's going to be, it's not going to be all my ass ain't going to be hanging out either. But, you know, it's going to be nice looking where it complements my shape. So, you know, I don't see nothing wrong with it. I feel like if a man can be confident on what I wear, then, you know, it's going to be better for him. You know, I'm down south. So down south, that's the standard dress. You know what I'm saying? Especially in the summertime. It's too hot to be to be covered up. You know what I'm saying? So as long as it's cute and you ain't hanging all out the place, you know, it's good. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Very old piece. So that's what I'm going to bring. So, an old piece. So, hope you like it.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I want to be like Rose. When I touch you, I instantly absorb your energy. I want to take your life force. Maybe like Storm. Each season will be a reason of how you make me feel. Better yet, like Jean Grey, I can anticipate everything you think. And then there's a dark side of me. And the bad girl's been dying to get out. I want to get wild like Harley Quinn and with a sneaky grin, Robin, Wayne Mansion, letting Joker choke her like a vulture. Freaky inhibitions, crime syndicates, because she's a ride-die chick. Or maybe like Catwoman comes in clawing, stealing hearts, as well as wallets, high maintenance, misbehaving, or better yet, Poison Ivy with one kiss, deadly inoculation, spellbounding. Whether it be good girls or bad chicks to possess these powers, I can imagine. Tangents, a deadly passion.
Wow. All right.
It's a superpower.
I hear that.
I was going to say I loved it. Hey, look, I'm an X-Man fan. I'm telling you, right?
You and me both, honey. Okay.
That was on time. On time.
Thank you.
I like that piece. Thank you for coming through, Mama.
I appreciate it. Anytime, ladies.
Yes, it's always an open mic here, and we save the best for last. So thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
You enjoy the rest of your night. Because we didn't
Same to you,
down.
Lady.
Thank
Have
you.
A great day.
One love, one night.
One love, one night.
One love, one night.
All right, ladies and gentlemen,
one last caller.
We got one last caller, and that is, we're traveling to Dallas. What's up, Kendrick?
I know y'all mad at me right now.
We are. I ain't going to pull no punches with you tonight. Yeah.
It won't take long. So.
All right. Give us some insight on what you think.
You forgot about the time difference. That's what that was.
Well, I apologize then. All right. I still love you. Now, give us some insight on what on our topic.
Okay, I'm trying to go on based on what I've been hearing so far on this here. Far as like physical attraction, whatever. You know, I'm totally lost right there.
Outward appearance, what attracted you to that person, and when you get into a relationship or you see the possibility for a relationship, you want them to change how they were when you first met them.
Okay, that's a good one. That would always get me in trouble because I'm always drawn to a woman physically, especially I'm into thighs. I don't know why that is, but I'm into a thighs with a woman as far as her physical appearance. She don't have to be too tall, she don't have to be too short. But if she's thick in a way, I'm drawn to that. But I don't start noticing a difference until I start getting more into it with the person. And I watch how they respond to certain things that I do, whether I'm like having a conversation with certain people or, you know, how we kind of interact with each other when we like not in church and all this sort of stuff. There, I always look for certain hints that give me a clue to whether to continue to be with that person or back off of that person. So they're gonna give something away about themselves that's gonna make you faint before you go any further.
True. Okay. Well, all right. What about lingering? What did you bring for us tonight?
I got a little something, so I'm going to spit it so I can let y'all go. We all get some sleep tonight.
Yeah, you know, we elders, yes. It's coming this way, too. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, appreciate it, y'all. You got me feeling some type of way, and it goes well beyond what I see physically. Try my best not to be lustful, but you make me want you. I want to know how you feel about me being in your life. Too many times I get so caught up with what I see versus how a woman really feels about me being present in her life. Do I make you smile even when people want to bring out your worst? If my heart and brain are in sync with each other when it comes to loving you, I can relax and enjoy spending the rest of my life with you. Too many times our love for ways get in the mix, only for one of us to remain alone and brokenhearted when it comes to love. I don't want to be caught up in my feelings, but if the bond between us is strong, we can go deeper into this. To share each other's thoughts and dreams is a beautiful thing. But I want us to be secure with each other so that our love grows stronger with time. I pray for this love to be a blessing, not a burden. We waited this long to enjoy a love that's everlasting. And that's that piece.
Yeah.
All right.
This is
so.
That was very, very neat.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you. So we'll forgive you about this this time, forgetful about the time zone. We'll forgive you.
thank y'all.
Seriously,
man.
Great.
I really
wasn't
going to come
people.
On at first, but this was. It was. Oh man, so I want y'all to get some good nice sleep up there in the East Coast.
Let's not tap in no more late. All right.
Oh, okay.
You just got spanked. Just that.
Yep. Oh, Lord. I feel like a bad kid that got told to go to the principal's office. All right.
Yep.
I got y'all next time. That's the only slip up I have with y'all. So I'll take my leaks and keep pushing. So,
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Appreciate that.
All right.
I bless you.
All right. Good night. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was wonderful. We'd like to thank, well, I'd like to thank you seriously for coming out and for your opinions on this topic. And you know what, I'm going to tell you, it's true. You know, you could be attracted to the physical appearance all you want, but really I guess what's inside is, you know, that's what's more important. At least I would hope so for everybody. But anyway, you guys keep your masks on. This is not over. Get vaccinated if you want to and practice your social distancing. And again, one love, one mic until next week. Diva.
Thank you, everybody that called in, everybody that streamed online listening, all the support that you guys show us. Y'all make this show. I want to tell you, you know, I love you guys. And I want you to continue to love yourself. Get that good relationship going with yourself inside, because that's where the creator dwells. That's where source is. And when you get that good relationship going inside, you know that you are all for him, and he loves you just the same. Also, continue to love one another. Stay safe. That's right. Wear your mask. Practice your social distancing. And with that, I'm going to say, okay.
I fear that you'll be gone for good, so I hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Said a father left a young man. He said he'll be back with that same tone that you just said you'll stay forever with. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. Like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. It seems that you're the only reason for it. I've been bleeding in your silence. I feel safer in your violence. Hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Before I sleep, I talk to God. He must be mad with me. It's come. I'm confused to outspend my forever with. Oh. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.
So the iceberg never broke. And I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked, and I poked, and I poked at it, but it stayed stagnant. Then I poked at it some more, and in my notepad, and I wrote, and I wrote. If I don't have it, if I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then I tote tag it. One last, I'm a hope, so iceberg, don't float. If I do manage to do damage to you, damn it, it'll be grandest, 10 grammys, or my granny, still standing with a note,
with a note.
That red granite, don't you panic when you make mistakes
the most.
One day it'll make you grow,
you grow.
When you're outlandish and you lose manners, to God you shall consult,
consult.
When the right cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke,
provoke.
You to act mannish, just stay planet, cause you're reaping what you sow. Keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat. And when you get mad and when you poke at it, when you poke at it, just note, man, that iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your visions, you think you've had some Titanic. The fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga? Yeah, yeah, tell me what does cry. Do you hear him, love? And if my ship go down, tell me who will afford.
cause they won't let me live. Even when remorse that I give, when they gon' rejoice and forgive. Tell me how I stay positive when they never see good in me. Even though I've got hood in me, don't mean he won't redeem me. No. It seems that I'll be out of leaves to falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.